From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents the music of Strong Water.
Near I walk, barefoot through the yard. Fall, summer, sun, coming warm to my heart. I've never been one to work too hard. You know, but by God's grace, you know, I'll do my part. As a kid, all you want is to grow up. But the older we get, we just chase being young. I'm just being content in the things we love. Like barefoot trails where the water runs. Yeah, we were barefoot. Nights and full moons, Jim and Creek, fireflies, and I'll be there soon. Some love got the best of me and you. She was those honeysuckles and that magnolia dew. Now we lay our heads down here in the grain. Stand up, realize that we're lost again. I'd rather be lost here with you, picking these honeysuckles in that midsummer moon. Yeah, we were barefoot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we were barefoot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of these crisp nights in full moons, Jimmin Creek's fireflies, and I'll be there soon. Summer love got the best of me and you. She was those honeysuckles that magnolia June. Yeah, we were barefoot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we were barefoot.
WEKU is Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally, and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. Tonight is Red Barn Radio's 662nd live concert performance, and it is the last program of our 17th broadcast season. So give us a hand. Tonight on Red Barn, we present Strong Water. In 2013, Strong Water lead singer and guitarist Greg Brennan finished his American Literature course with something better than an A. The perfect name, borrowed from the Puritans for his whiskey-drinking Americana folk band. Like a good shot of its namesake, Strong Water is smooth with a bite. Welcome Strong Water to the Red Barn stage, won't you?
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Strong Water.
Well, welcome, everybody. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Red Barn Radio, and our guest tonight is Strong Water, a four-piece ensemble from Western Virginia, and we're glad to have them here with us. They are Greg Brennan, who's playing guitar and singing the lead vocals, Shannon Vielski's on violin, Evan Hunsberger is back there doing those cool shuffles on the drums, and then Tim Cannon's over there on the banjo. Great to have you guys with us. These guys have a CD that was released, I think, maybe about a year ago. Is that right? 2018?
Yes.
And it's called Barefoot. Certainly most of the tunes I'd say they're playing tonight come from off of that CD. So are all of you from that area of Virginia, the Shenandoah Valley territory, Greg?
For the most part, yes.
That was a yes or no question.
Yes. it's hard to say yes or no. Shannon is actually from Southern Maryland, and she's hanging out with us for the next little while. Our fiddle player that we usually play with us, she just recently had her first child at the beginning of July.
And so she couldn't be here because of that?
Yeah, I know. You know, it's 2019, you know. Things need to change.
No, sweet reaper, won't you take me in? Let me feel that sweet sting. No, sweet reaper, won't you take me in? Let me feel that sweet sting. One, two, three.
Thank you.
Evan, what about you? Where are you from?
Yeah, so I was actually born and raised in Harrisonburg. So I was one of those people that, you know, didn't go off to college. I mean, I went to school at JMU, which is where I met Greg. We had some mutual friends, and Tim over on banjo. He also went to JMU, which is, again, how we kind of made the connection. Both JJ and I are, you know, born and raised in the Shenandoah Valley and in Harrisonburg. So I've called that home for the past 24 plus years.
Tell listeners about that part of the country, and especially that part of Virginia.
It's absolutely beautiful. So in Harrisonburg, so there's James Madison University, JMU. How many people know that?
But big school.
Yeah, it's a pretty big school. Actually, my wife and I both work at JMU as well. It's kind of funny. That's part-time, so that's why I'm doing this on a more full-time basis. But Harrisonburg is a beautiful little city, super small. If you travel 30 minutes in east or west, you'll end up in a national forest or on the Shenandoah Parkway. Absolutely gorgeous, wonderful hikes. Yeah, just stunning.
As you travel around, and when you get back to Harrisonburg, do you see it differently sometimes?
No offense to anyone, but when we go up north, usually, like into like Philly and like really big cities, yes, it is super nice to come home. But it's been nice, actually, on this tour. It's been great because, for the most part, we've been in mountains or like rolling hills the whole time.
Oh, gotcha. So you're very at home in that space. What do people do around Harrisonburg?
I mean, jobs-wise, JMU is like a massive employer because they're a government university, like a publicly funded university.
Yes.
But there's a couple little small startups that are there. Evan used to work with N41. There's a lot of small little shops, stop local. A lot of construction, obviously, from JMU. So.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So it's a super small town. A lot of people actually commute over to Charlottesville for work as well.
Does a town full of college students make for a vibrant and exciting music scene?
Sometimes.
When so and when not?
Sometimes it's great because Tim's a recent graduate. I graduated like 4 years ago. So we still have friends in the area that still come to our shows. But then sometimes it's not great because you have people that just want to get like a little too tipsy. And then you just yell Freebird at you for like 35 minutes. And believe it or not, I don't know how to play Freebird, so.
Oh, sweet Virginia, won't you come and take me home? Take me back to the places that I have once known. Yeah, the West Coast, it's fun, but I prefer your rising sun.
Thank you very much.
Gannon, when I think of that area of the country, I think a lot about 2 hours south big contest that goes on down at Galax. Have you ever been to that by any chance?
Yes, so I'm going to get back from tour. I got a gig on Sunday back in Frederick, Maryland, and then Monday and Tuesday I go to work, and then Tuesday night we're heading out for Galax. I'm competing this year, so I'm very excited. It's my first time at being there and competing at Galax.
So what do you know about Galax?
It's huge. It's huge, like literally huge. So like Galax itself as a town is very small and low population. So Galax Fiddlers Convention comes and it's just a huge influx in the town, really feeds off of that revenue. It's just a big party where people get together and share traditional music. It's all Appalachian bluegrass, old time, and folk. And so it's all oral traditions, and it's really awesome because I just get to like run around with my fiddle and jam with a bunch of different people and bands and meet people and camp and just have a really great time. So I'm really excited.
If I was a sailor, and you let me come and sail your seas? As a tailor, would you let me come fix all your seams? If I was a lover, would you let me come and lay you down? If I was a healer, would you let me come mend all? I try so much. It's just 'cause I am falling in love. And I think for now, keep moving on. Oh, 'cause honey, you are the one.
You're not gonna get all worked up about it. You're just gonna go there and and what, you're gonna play like a hoedown, a waltz, and a tune of choice, or what are you gonna do?
I think it's just one song.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think
high stakes.
Because they have a lot of people doing it. So you just get up there, and usually they have a guitar player. I've done other fiddle competitions like back when I was a lot younger, but this is gonna be like one of the more like serious ones for me, the most serious one, the first like serious one.
Okay, you've been working really hard practicing.
all the songs that I'm thinking about doing, I've been playing for years, so I'm just kind of like down to like, well, which one am I should I do, and like, you know, because I already, you know, have it down, but it's not like I learned a new song for it. Let's just put it that way.
Since you're going to do this, and since you've done a lot of this, I'm going to ask you to show us something. Give people an idea of what kind of tune you might play, like a hot fiddle tune that you might play in a contest.
Sure.
Yeah, give them a sample even.
This is like a super traditional tune, which these guys probably don't know this song, but it's super traditional, and I'm probably not going to play this one because it's like played so much. But this is just like an example of a fiddle tune that I play a lot, and this one's called Cherokee Shuffle.
You guys got that. It's cake. It's easy. Here we go.
Red Barn Radio with Strong Water, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Strong Water after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.